You are Locked On Panthers, your daily Carolina Panthers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, friends? Welcome to a sort of semi-emergency pod edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Billy Rossetti with you here as the Panthers have reportedly found their guy as the next general manager. And a little surprisingly, as we'll jump right into it, we might as well, with the reports being out, surprisingly, it is not who we talked about in a previous episode. We thought Adam Peters, the VP of football operations for the San Francisco 49ers, we thought he'd be the guy, of course, with all the connections he has with the Carolina Panthers. But as it turns out, he seemingly didn't even make it to the final three. There was a report early Thursday morning that, because of course we came out of Wednesday with four finalists, but then Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports reported that that had seemingly been cut down to three, and Adam Peters was not on that list. The other three, of course, being Monty Austin Ford of the Tennessee Titans, Scott Fitterer of the Seattle Seahawks, and Ryan Poles, the assistant director of player personnel for the Kansas City Chiefs. Poles kind of seemed to be the long shot here in getting the gig. Fitterer and Austin Ford seemed to be pretty close. I actually did find an article from Joe Person. He actually ranked the four candidates, and Adam Peters was actually his number one. And, you know, we, of course, talked about Adam Peters. He seemed to be kind of the guy as the likely candidate with, again, all the Panthers connections. But we saw the report this morning that he kind of dropped out, and then we just got word Thursday afternoon that Scott Fitterer looks like he is going to be the guy. The Panthers are going to hire Scott Fitterer, who was the co-director of player personnel of the Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, you look at Fitterer's resume and you see definitely a guy that looks ready to take on his own team. You know, he's been, and it's not often you see especially a person like in his position, be with one franchise for a very long time. But that's exactly what you have here with Scott Fitterer. He's actually been with the Seahawks for almost 20 years. He actually came to the Seahawks staff way back in 2001 and has spent the entire time since that year with the Seahawks organization. 2020 was his sixth season as the co-director of player personnel along with Trent Kirchner, and those two kind of worked pretty closely together. But Fitterer was also sort of the right-hand man to general manager John Schneider. In fact, looking at some of his previous roles, and his previous role he had with the Seahawks, he, you know, kind of worked again hand in hand with Trent Kirchner in directing both the college scouting and the pro personnel departments. And I'll quote this from the Seahawks media guide: to manage and strengthen all aspects of the Seahawks roster. As the director of college scouting, he coordinated the Seahawks' entire scouting operation and compiled all of the college scouting information required to set the draft board. He was responsible for the evaluation of all draft-eligible players nationally, oversight of the Seahawks' college scouting staff, and works closely with GM John Schneider and the Seahawks' coaching staff regarding the NFL draft and college free agency. So certainly, of course, just going through that, and even before he came into this role, he was the club's director of college scouting from 2011 to 2014. So he's got a lot of experience in college scouting, you know, really has a good feel for the NFL draft. So certainly, again, kind of almost working hand in hand with John Schneider. And we know, of course, the history that the Seahawks have had over the years. You know, obviously have had a lot of good hits in the draft, particularly Russell Wilson, Bobby Wagner, and whatnot. And Federer has been pretty well regarded in league circles in terms of his evaluation talent, particularly at the college level, which is certainly something that could be huge for a team like the Panthers that are trying to get all this youth and all this new talent and blend all this all these young players together. So, really, you know, looking into this guy, it seems like it's a really nice fit, you know. And of course, the interesting thing too about Federer is that he was a late add to the candidacy list, because of course Federer didn't even interview with the Panthers until Monday. Him and Omar Khan, who's one of the big salary cap heads for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they didn't come into the mix until Monday. And then 2 days later, Federer's getting his in-person second interview in Charlotte, and clearly left a pretty good impression on the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, they certainly moved quick, and you're starting to see that now with a lot of these GM positions. A lot of these GM spots are getting filled. We saw the Detroit Lions got their guy from the LA Rams, that being Brad Holmes, who was again previously with the LA Rams. And the interesting thing about that now is that the Rams are actually going to get a couple of third round compensatory picks as a result, because of the new rule that the NFL passed that allows teams to get compensatory picks if they end up grooming minority candidates into head coaches and general managers, which is what happened here. And the Rams are certainly a very diverse group. So obviously not going to happen here. You know, it would have happened for the Chiefs, rather, had the Panthers hired Ryan Poles. But they do go with Scott Federer. So, you know, no compensatory picks going to the Seahawks. But still a really good candidate, I think, in my opinion. Again, the way he just kind of almost had near complete control, I guess we'll say, of the draft. Again, especially on the college side. Obviously, everything ran through John Schneider and Pete Carroll. But, you know, looking into the way the Seahawks front office was structured, it's almost like Scott Federer was kind of 2A, I guess we'll say. You know, Scott Federer and Trent Kirchner kind of being 2A and 2B in this whole business. And, you know, Federer definitely would be the 2A again, with the way he seemed to have really been responsible for so much regarding the NFL draft and on the college side of things. So I think this is this seems like a pretty excitable hire for the Carolina Panthers, to get somebody that has a lot of experience with you know, working with the draft and having the, like I said before, having the idea, or having the fact that you've been with a franchise for so long. You don't see that too often. But, you know, nearly 20 years with the Seahawks, and again, we know they've had plenty of success. They've been to really, you know, 3 Super Bowls in that time frame. So I think it's an exciting time here. Like the fit. So Scott Federer hasn't been official yet, but it should be very soon. Scott Federer, new general manager of the Carolina Panthers. And of course, you know, with the Senior Bowl coming up, it was certainly very important that they wanted to try to get everything in line here as they move forward here. So, you know, 2 weeks away now, Panthers will be down there. Really exciting stuff. And I will have the opportunity now to get to cover it as well virtually. So I'm very excited about that. So it should be a great week. Again, we'll kind of dig into it, you know, especially next week. We might start really looking into a lot of these positions, particularly the quarterbacks, because again, I think there's a lot of interesting quarterbacks here so far going. You know, I think there might still be room for a couple more, but the six that are already set to go, really, really intrigued by them, particularly Jamie Newman, who, of course, opted out of the 2020 season. So really excited to see what he does in front of NFL coaches and GMs after not playing in 2020. So big opportunity for him. Kellen Mond should be interesting to watch. So really excited to dig into all these guys here. But again, they finally have their GM in tow now. So Scott Fitterer is the guy coming over from the Seattle Seahawks. So Scott Fitterer now in tow, and definitely excited to see what happens there. But I want to get into, of course, the little bit of the coaching news, particularly kind of the Joe Brady watch. But before we get into that, first, a shout out to one of our great sponsors, somebody that I kind of deal with a little bit in my my regular work, as I, you know, do work in some sporting goods, and we do have Echelon, and Echelon, big sponsor of us as well. And when it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself. Echelon can get you there, as they offer the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their Echelon Stride Smart Treadmill. So no matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your home. The EX7S is Echelon's latest state-of-the-art innovation, that takes cycling to the next level. The EX7S connected bike is built with performance, flexibility, and durability in mind. The EX7S is the bike for competitors at heart. And their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes, always available when you need them. And unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everyone. And one membership lets up to five family members all work out at the same time. So right now, you can try any Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Just go to echelon.com/lockedon. That's echelonfit.com/lockedon. So the Joe Brady watch is still kind of on. Obviously, nothing yet in terms of him accepting any jobs or anything. But as we know, Joe Brady is flying around. He's interviewed for just about every head coaching position available, including, of course, the one that just opened up a couple days ago. That, of course, being the Philadelphia Eagles. But there is a report from D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and that this came a little earlier Thursday, and that report is that Brady is one of a few finalists to become the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, which would be quite interesting for him to stay in the NFC South but move to a different team after just 1 year. Ledbetter reporting that it's looks like it's down to three finalists: Joe Brady, Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, and Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. And what could help Joe Brady as well here in Atlanta is that New Orleans Saints executive Terry Fontenot is now considered the favorite to be their general manager, and Fontenot and Brady have been linked as a possible head coach GM candidate or partnership. So we'll see. We shall see. But again, he's interviewed with just about every other team. He's interviewed with the Falcons, the Jets, the Chargers, the Texans, and the Eagles. But it should be interesting now if he does land in Atlanta. And again, the report now, you know, especially coming from Adam Schefter, Terry Fontenot, who's been linked with Joe Brady, looks like the favorite now, especially after Brad Holmes has taken the job in Detroit. So we'll see what happens. It's starting to look likely that Joe Brady will be one and done in Carolina and will already be a head coach at about, 31 years old in the NFL. So just like Sean McVay. So we'll see what happens as the latest edition of As the Joe Brady Turns takes its latest episode. We'll see if anything changes tomorrow or going into the weekend. So before we wrap things up here, just want to give a couple more quick shout outs here. Today's episode's also being brought to you by rockauto.com, the family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. So whether you're a classic or a daily driver, do it yourself, or whatever kind of driver you are, you can get everything you need in just a few easy clicks and delivered directly to your door. And the best part is that their catalog is very easy to navigate. As you can see, all the parts available for your vehicle, choose the brands, the specifications, and the prices you prefer. And speaking of those prices, they are always reliably low at Rock Auto, and the same whether you're a professional or a do-it-yourselfer. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts when you can go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck? And remember to write the words "locked on" in their "how did you hear about us" section so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And of course, our friends at betonline.ag, which interestingly enough has coaching, betting, coaching odds, and one of the latest we saw is that Joe Brady was one of the favorites actually to land with the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll see what happens there, but betonline.ag, the one place that has you covered, the one place we trust to win big in sports betting. Go to betonline.ag today, sign up for a free account, and use our promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action and use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. So again, just to recap the big report coming on Thursday. Again, not official yet, but it's looking like Scott Fitterer, the co-director of player personnel for the Seattle Seahawks, will become the next general manager of the Carolina Panthers. Again, coming over after spending a good 19 years with the Seattle Seahawks and also spent 3 years prior to that with the New York Giants as a scout, and also was a former baseball player as well. Was actually a college quarterback as well as a pitcher in baseball at UCLA and LSU, and also pitched in the Toronto Blue Jays system for 3 years before three shoulder surgeries put the end to that. But a long-time career already, over 20 years as a scout and in an NFL front office, and now he finally gets his chance to run a team with the Carolina Panthers. So looking forward to seeing this duo here with Matt Rhule and Scott Fitterer, and looking forward to talking to them in a couple of weeks at the Senior Bowl. So Scott Fitterer in, Joe Brady potentially out, as he is, again, reportedly one of the favorites, or one of the three finalists for the Atlanta Falcons head coaching job, and is also certainly in the mix, it sounds like, for the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll see what happens with Joe Brady. This, of course, coming on the heels of losing a couple of assistants, including Jake Peets, to a couple colleges. Jake Peets and DJ Mangus, again, going to LSU, and also losing a coaching assistant to South Carolina as well. So a couple of spots they have to fill in, but at least they got one of the big ones filled with their general manager. So that's going to wrap it up here on this, again, kind of semi-auto edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Appreciate you guys tuning in. As always, appreciate the support. Follow me on Twitter at @Bill_Ricetti, RICCETTE. And of course, follow the podcast wherever you get your podcast listening pleasure. And hope you guys have a great rest of your Thursday or Friday, depending on when you're listening to this. And we will see you next time right here on LOP. Until then, take care, my friends. We will see you soon.